Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At speaking of nanay, usapang nanay pa rin po tayo at ngayon po makakasama natin sa linya ng telepono ang isa sa ating mga suki dito sa SBS Filipino na si Michael Katayas. Magandang araw, Michael! Hello!
Hello everybody, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How's things?
Okay, so what have you been doing now? What are you up to right now?
Yeah, I know, it's been pretty crazy, but in this point in time I've been at home, spending my time with my mom, helping her out with a couple things, doing everything that I guess I couldn't do during, while I was really, really busy, while I was active and stuff like that. So now I can do other things that I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? So I tend to upload a couple of YouTube videos as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
I just
good.
Keep myself really active. And I also do some trading here and there. So,
Michael, first of all, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate you giving us 15 minutes of your time. I know it's a special day with your mom today, but sharing your story would be really great for our listeners. Okay, Michael, let's talk about your mom first and foremost. What kind of relationship do you have with Mom Miriam? Tama? Is it Miriam?
Miriam, that's my mom. My mom's here as well as we speak. She's sitting right next to me.
Oh, hi. Happy Mother's Day, Tita Miriam.
Oh, yes. How are you?
Good? I'm good. Happy Mother's Day po sa inyo. Salamat po sa inyong oras. Mamaya po kakausapin ko kayo, pero tatanungin ko na muna yung iyong uniko iho na si Michael. Michael, tell me things about your mom.
Yeah, well, the relationship between myself and my mom, I would say it's, at the start, it was a love and hate relationship. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I mean, we always do have our ups and downs, like everybody else. I mean,
it's normal,
things sometimes, but at the end of the day, we really love each other. And that's the main thing behind it. I mean, we do a lot of things. I mean, I do as much as I can to help her, and she does the same thing to help me out. She's been supportive in a strict way.
Mm.
She shows things differently sometimes, so it's kind of like both meeting to me when I was younger, but you tend to understand it as you grow older and you see things on how she brought you up, and you tend to respect it more and you tend to understand life.
Yeah, that's good. I like how you pranked your mom. I see videos of you and your mom.
Oh, I do it all the time. We actually did a TikTok. So I'm trying to get my mom into TikTok, which is a TikTok dance. And my mom is a big fan of TikTok. So you have to check her TikTok video.
Wow.
There will be some more.
Yeah, but tell me, Michael, how do you usually celebrate Mother's Day and how do you plan to celebrate it this year amid the pandemic?
Well, last year, Mom, we cooked. We went out to a park. We brought our dog with us and we just ate by the park with my mom and my sister and my dog, actually. Yeah, we all spent Mother's Day together. So we always tend to spend Mother's Day as a family together, maybe somewhere out in nature or somewhere out, I don't know, just basically it's always outdoors somewhere, like a park or whatnot. So during this pandemic right now, it's pretty different. I mean,
yeah,
wanted to go to a restaurant. We wanted to do, go out for a barbecue, but it looks like a lovely day as well. We're actually at home. So I think my mom may cook for us, actually, because she wants to cook. We were actually thinking, my sister and I was actually thinking of actually ordering Uber Eats, just ordering a feast at home and just watching Netflix, or my mom does a karaoke like she always does, Filipino mom.
All the Pinoy moms.
Yeah, they sing karaoke. I'm going to maybe pull up a couple pranks on Mother's Day on her as well.
Why not?
But I think she'd be very, very upset, but
that's cute. Yeah. That's beautiful. So tell me more. What's the one thing that you learned from your mom that you're doing right now or applying right now in your life? It can be a lesson or a habit that you learned from her?
I would say I feel what I've learned from my mom is discipline. A lot of discipline. I mean, in terms of look, she brought me up in a sense that it was different to people, but then when you grow up, you tend to understand it. I was a naughty boy growing up. I was a very naughty boy. And as I grew up and as I grew older, you tend to understand the lessons in life that you actually, the way she did it and the way why she was because of her upbringing. And then you kind of, you take that all in, seeing my grandparents and seeing my mom, seeing all the sisters, how they're all like, and you tend to understand it. So a lesson that I've actually picked up from my mom is discipline. I mean, I think as I grow older, I've become more and more, I would say, more affectionate in a sense. I got more love and patience as well.
That's
patience
good.
Patience as well, yeah, in life.
yeah, Michael, I'll put you on hold. I'll talk to your mom right now.
Yes. Here is my mom.
Yes.
I mean, you can speak Tagalog or anything.
Okay, perfect. Tita Miriam, magandang araw po. Tita, tell me about your relationship with Michael. Close po ba kayo?
Ay, oo. Oo naman. Lahat.
Paano niya po pinapakita yung pagmamahal niya sa inyo? Apart sa mga prank na ginagawa niya.
You have to be honest.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm upset. But at the end of the day, he's my son, so that's okay. Wala akong magagawa, you know. Mahal ko siya.
Hindi mo na siya maibabalik.
Hindi ko. Yeah, but, you know, he ended up being a good boy now, so.
I try to be.
Yeah. Wala naman akong problema sa anak ko. He's a very good boy. He helps me a lot. He comforts me a lot, support me, so, yeah. I love him so much. Yeah.
Wow. Namimiss ka tuloy yung nanay ko. Short words of encouragement, Tita Miriam, sa lahat ng mga nanay dyan. Ano yung mga lesson o aral na natutunan nyo sa pagiging isang ina?
Mahirap. Sa mga nanay, ang masasabi ko lang, kailangan lang nila maging patient. You know, a little bit kunting tiyaga, you know. Kinakailangan talaga ng tiyaga kasi at saka ano, focus talaga. Kasi pag lumalaki, mahirap magpalaki ng ano anak. Lalo na ang lalaki, you know. Ang hirap, you know. Mahirap talaga i-discipline yung lalaki. Pag baby pa, okay lang. Pero pagdating ng mga... You know, teenager. Dyan mahihirapan talaga. Dyan ang pinakamahirap na ano stage. Pero, you know, kailangan lang talaga ng ano understanding at saka support. That's it.
That's good.
Yun.
Wow, thank you, Tita Miriam. That was really, really, kumbaga, a good insight po sa lahat ng mga ina at a good encouragement. And hihingan ko ngayon si Michael ng Mother's Day message para sa iyo. Michael, what would be your Mother's Day message for Mama Miriam?
All right, Mom. This is what it'd be. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you so much. And thank you for bringing Savannah and myself up the way you did. And I respect you so much. And even though I get angry and I'm sometimes not around, just know that I love you, Ma. And I know I'm not very good at saying I love you and stuff like that, but I love you, Ma.
We always
say that,
though.
Wow. Well,
I try my best.
You know.
I'm not so good with my words sometimes.
I love you.
Are you crying, Michael?
Are you
getting very emotional?
I'm slowly getting emotional, Ma. That's why I'm trying to like cut it short because I don't want to be like too emotional. But
it's okay. It's okay to be emotional. Tita Miriam, what would be your reply to Michael?
Just want him to be. Good boy always, you know.
Happy Son's Day.
Happy Son's Day. It's Mother's Day today. Yeah, maging mabait siya sa lahat, you know. Hindi siya magbago. Yung ano, kinakailangan lagi siyang, you know, mabait.
Ayan.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you po, and happy Mother's Day po sa inyo. Okay. Ayan.
Thank you din.
I know motherhood is not easy, kaya thank you dahil nakapagpalaki ka ng dalawang maganda at guwapong mga anak. At syempre mababait at disiplinado like Michael and Savannah. And Michael, thank you so much for your time. Michael, are you doing a lot of things right now that you want our listeners to be updated of?
Sure. Thank you guys for having us, first of all. My mom and I for Mother's Day. I'm just uploading a couple of YouTube videos. As you probably know, I can't really go back to Philippines because of the pandemic. I was actually due to go back in June, but during this pandemic, I can't really go back. So I'm just going to be uploading YouTube videos. But stay tuned on Instagram and everything. My Instagram, Katayas21, Facebook, Marco Katayas, and TikTok as well, Kataya21. You'll see some funny videos there. But mainly I'll be uploading to YouTube and my new journey in life I've actually taken. But I will, once I'm due back, to go to the Philippines, which I was.
Are you still playing basketball there when you're going back?
I still got a professional contract on hold as we speak. And I'm just stuck. I'm kind of stuck, yeah, because of this pandemic. It's hard to go back. I'm actually in a 3-on-3 Tooks to Go with a couple endorsements still lined up, such as Pizza Hut. And I've still got all that stuff lined up. But
yes.
Yeah, everything's placed on hold at the moment. So we'll see how where life takes us. But hopefully this pandemic cures down. But I'll just keep active on YouTube, TikTok videos for now, Instagram. Stay tuned on that, guys.
Yes.
More and more content coming through.
And we're so happy for you. You've been doing a lot of commercials in the Philippines, and you're also into trading. Yes. Is that correct? Is it Bitcoin?
Yes. It's funny. Yes. No, I'm into Forex trading. So I've actually that's a new passion in life I've actually taken.
Wow.
Forex trade. Yes. So it's something that I learned abroad when I was playing professional basketball with a lot of free time. I found something else that I'm very, very passionate about. And that's what I'm doing in my spare time as, you know, while during this pandemic. I've just been studying, giving countless hours. I've been doing it for 2 years now. And that's what I tend to do. At this point in time, which allows me to travel, still do what I love, and still make money aside.
Very much, Discarte. Thank you very much, Michael. And once again, happy Mother's Day to your mom, and enjoy your Mother's Day celebration. Today, we're very fortunate to have fellow Aussie celebrity and Married at First Sight star Patty Miller back on the program. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Claudette. Hi, everyone. I'm good. How's it going, everyone? How are you?
Everyone's doing well, and I'm sure they're very excited to hear so much news about you. What keeps you busy this pandemic?
So, during the pandemic, my life hasn't changed that much work-wise. So, at the moment, I'm working for a furniture importing company, but also including, deliveries out to customers and suppliers. So, the way that we work, it has changed, wearing masks, and having to wash our hands, 400 times in a day. Yeah, I've been working every day, so, it's been the same old, same old.
How's your love life?
Love life is taking a bit of a, how do you say, it's just on pause.
It's like the restriction right now. Stay at home.
I'm not allowed to go anywhere, so that's on hold for the moment.
So nice to hear from you again, Patty. And today is Mother's Day, so we will be talking about your mom, Ruby. Okay, tell me about your relationship with mom, Ruby.
So my mom, she is probably the most hardest, strictest, loving person that I know. She's the only person in my life that has really taught me any sort of discipline. Apart from my Lola, she'll be always. I haven't seen my mum since this whole pandemic even started. So that's been, almost 2 months. So it's been quite difficult. But she's always constantly messaging me on Messenger. Hey, Patrick, have you got your blue shirt yet? asking me every day. I still haven't got it yet. But, I do miss her. She's a little bit older now, so she's about, in her 60s, so she's a prime candidate to be affected the most from this COVID. Yeah, she's staying at home, very paranoid, and I haven't been able to see her.
So you two are very close. So do you have any endearment or, a term, how do you call your mom? Is it just mom?
It is just mom. So usually it's mom always, when she speaks to me, it's... when I speak to mom, it's usually when something's gone wrong. When I hear from her, I get a little bit, a little bit fried and a little bit scared because no news is good news from my mom. So I haven't heard from her in a little bit, but I'm really looking forward to seeing her today during our Mother's Day.
I'm sure she has a soft side. How does she show her love to you?
Yeah, so, I speak to her often. Basically, if she's not showing me any attention, that's she doesn't love me anymore. It's like a hard love.
Tough love.
Yeah, tough love. That one, yeah. Tough love. So, that's the way I've been brought up. And, I'm used to that.
Okay, so your mom is not the gentle type of mother that, don't cry. She's not like that. She's more of like, you have to be this and that. sort of.
Yes,
like,
exactly. So if I'm crying, what's wrong with you, Patrick? You know, get over it. You've got to go to work today, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, she doesn't let up, but she knows me very well. So I think if she's a bit softer on me, then I'll get up to miss you.
Yeah, sounds like a real Pinay mom. What's the one thing you love about your mom, Ruby?
She's got a very caring nature. You know, she does come across as a very strict mother. You know, I describe her to her face like, you know, she's like a carabao. You know, she's a big, strong woman, but she never stops working.
Mm.
You know, she's always got her A game on. And, you know, she's always trying to teach me a lesson out of everything that happens, whether that be on a global scale or just something that happens in my life. She's always constantly trying to teach me.
Mm. And speaking of lesson, what do you think is the one thing that you learned from your mom that you are doing right now or applying right now in your life? It can be a lesson or a habit.
Yeah. As soon as this COVID-19 thing started, she's like, I told you, Patrick. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I told you, you have to wash your hands all the time. And she's been telling me this ever since I can, my first memory, you know, since I'm like 4 years old. She's been telling me, wash your hands, wash your hands. So, you know, I think it might sound a bit silly, but, you know, the hygiene side of things, always keeping a high level of hygiene, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. I think my mom does the same thing. Always reminds me to, you know, wash my hands. And my mom would actually tell me, if you're ironing your clothes, don't do that before you take a bath because you might get arthritis and all that, you know, these things. That's what my mom always tells me. And today is Mother's Day. Because of the government restrictions, how do you plan to celebrate it since it's going to be quite different this year due to the stay-home advice and closed restaurants, of course?
Yeah. So what I'm planning to do, I'm planning to go down to mom's house. I've got, three younger sister siblings, so hopefully they don't, you know, crash my party.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm going to go to mom's house and she's going to, we're going to have, like, a little picnic on the front porch. So, just a short little, I'll keep to the social distancing and all that sort of thing, but, I haven't seen my mom in 2 months. You know, I want to go and see her.
Your mom has brought you to this world with all her sacrifices for you and the family. What's your Mother's Day message for her?
Mom, thank you so much for, giving me the opportunities here. I've had the experience to go overseas to the Philippines, and, you know, I can see why you came here. Getting a bit emotional here. So thank you, Mom. I love you.
Patty, thank you so much for your time. Are we looking forward to anything from you? Are you doing any show or any projects that you would like us to watch out for?
So projects, there's something maybe happening, but I can't talk about it yet.
Mm.
So, you know, just watch out for my face on TV, people. I'm coming back.
Wow, can't wait for that. How about your Instagram?
If you want to check out what I'm doing, you know, jump onto my Instagram. You know, I try to keep everyone in the loop. And, I'll give you guys some information there in the future.
Thank you very much, Patty Miller.
Thank you, everyone.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.